Today's Thursday, the 11th of September, in the 23rd week of Ordinary Time. The Brilliants sing, "Christ Be With Me."
At my right hand, at my left hand, as I lie down, as I rise up, as I stumble, as I fall down, Christ, as I stand, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Amen.
Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
St. Paul, writing to the Christian community of Colossae in modern-day Turkey, paints a picture of what an ideal follower of Christ might look like. How far can you recognize yourself in that picture? Think of someone who knows you well. What is there in Paul's words that they would think applies to you? What part of this picture do you find most difficult to live out in your own life? A disciple should be like the one they follow. Much of this passage describes what Christ himself is like. As you hear the passage again, notice what it tells you about Jesus as God's chosen one.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Take a moment or two to thank God for the parts of this picture that you can see in yourself, and to ask for God's help for those parts of it where you need to grow. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.